is Davin's Den.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We're going to do, a healthy sample of School of Fools. I mean, and I didn't even get to all the story that's out there. There's so much bad stuff going on in the schools.
It's insane.
It really is. But we're going to start with the story as soon as I can find the...
A realist or a pessimist, Evan?
What?
You said you were a realist. I think you're more like a pessimist.
Why is that? No. I'm absolutely. When you hear
Let's
these stories,
the most messed up stuff going on and talk about.
Are you new here?
I know.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's talk about the time when Pip got a free coffee.
Nice.
That'll fill 3 hours.
I didn't expect it to fill three.
No,
hours.
I know you didn't. But that was happy, uplifting shit.
Yeah.
We can't do 3 hours.
We could have stretched.
We're not John Tesh.
No, that was. No, that was one moment.
3 hours of happy talk and crappy music? That we ain't doing that.
No, not at
and
all.
And you wouldn't want to sponsor that.
No, not at all.
Exactly.
No.
I want Ruckus.
So fucking strap in for
miserable.
I want pain.
Well, you got it in the presidency. You got
I want suffering.
Hold still.
You're in the
right
place.
Let me find something sharp.
You're in the right place. All right.
What do you got for us now?
Oh, I'm going to play.
What group of assholes did what?
If you guys would shut the fuck up, you'll find out.
Find the bumper while I bludgeon him with the phone. He said he wanted pain.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
Yeah, the prom picture you're about to see is causing outrage not only in Baraboo, not only in the country, but it's being shared globally. Now, this is the photo that's being shared and posted on Twitter from the Baraboo Junior Prom showing boys doing a Nazi salute. One even does a white power okay symbol. From what we've discovered, the photo was taken in spring, but was recently made public. Now, one young man did issue a statement. I just interviewed him moments ago as to why he did not do the salute. He said he was uncomfortable, and the salute is something he did not believe in. The school district reached out to parents and others today with the following statement.
We want to be very clear. The school district is a hate-free environment where all people, regardless of race, color, religion, creed, sex orientation, gender identity, national origin, or ancestry, are respected and celebrated.
And the school district says it will take some time to do that investigation, and if need be, if it's necessary, they will take some swift action. Now, the students, some former students say that a lack of stance against bullying in the past has led to this, and that's what they've discovered. And in addition, the person, the photographer taking the picture on his LinkedIn says he's a former educator. We'll have much more on Fox6Now.com and in our later newscast.
We were just waxing poetic about something else I was writing.
Something irrelevant.
All right, so a little bit more background on this. The school district sent a letter to parents on Monday morning stating that the photo was not taken on school property or at a school-sponsored event and announcing an investigation into the matter. One student in the photo at the top far right appeared to refrain from joining his classmates in the gesture. The student, Jordan Blue, he needed the money. Oh!
Yeah!
I'm an asshole.
That's fantastic.
There's a nice kid here, somebody who's actually raised well,
yeah.
And he's the one I picked.
There
I'm
you go.
An asshole for that. I admit that. I own that. I own the shutdown on assholes.
I know all assholes.
I'm an asshole.
Was that white supremacy okay on both ends of that?
I'm okay. Whites are okay. No, anyway, no. The student Jordan Blue gave a statement about the incident. So the photo was taken during our junior prom photos.
Wait, junior prom photos. So yeah. It is school related.
Right, but it was not on the school.
Don't matter.
I'm just telling you the fucking story.
Can you tell the fucking story?
I'm trying.
Tell the fucking story.
I clearly am uncomfortable with what's happening. Good. I couldn't leave the photo as it was taken within 5 seconds. The photographer took the photos telling us to make the sign. I knew what my morals were, and it was not to salute.
The photographer said this.
Well, it could have been another
kid. That's what the kid's
saying. Oh, okay.
See, to me, this reveals a trend that's growing.
Stupidity?
Besides that, But yes.
And no, it does not have to do with Trump. That's just stupid.
I wasn't saying about Trump.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were going on down that path. Stay in your lane, buddy.
I mean, listen.
Wait.
Oh, God, no.
Listen, he is everywhere, and you have a lot of stuff
God,
going on.
Oh, God. All right. Go to the story.
But a trend Trump or not Trump, racism, bigotry, and anti-Semitism.
It's been around for a long time, bro.
No, but the Jewish Defense League, the Anti-Defamation League has said the statistics are going through the roof mm-hmm. the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing to start to filter into our youth, which is the real problem, because the children were supposed to be the future. And if they're the future, we're fucked.
And now the children are the brown shirts.
Yeah. And I never witnessed anything like that in school.
No.
I hate to be the old fuddy-duddy, but in my day, we didn't all salute Hitler. Did you have a
question? No. No, I think it's just a stupid thing to do. I do disagree with the administration that is a school-related activity. I would question the photographer, because if it was his idea, he should never be allowed around children again.
I don't think it was his idea, but I don't think he should have taken that picture.
No, I think the photographer was irresponsible.
Yeah, if you take that picture, delete it.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
Don't put it up for sale.
That's encouraging hate. And yes, that is. And
sale.
this isn't some mamsy pamsy bullshit where everybody gets excited over nothing. That is a real symbol of hatred. Where, I mean, depending on your persuasion, millions of people died from 6 to 12 million. That didn't happen by accident. So that's something. That's a lesson. That symbol's a lesson. It's not something to be mimicked or. You know, promoted.
Well, here's what the photographer said.
That's unfortunate.
This is what the photographer said. I didn't tell them to salute anything, Gust told Madison 365. I think that's the website.
Okay.
There was nothing that diminished the quality of anyone's life.
Well, it had to be prepared.
There was nothing that diminished.
Really? Jews can't go to a school. That doesn't diminish quality of life?
Well, I don't
Jews really?
Can go to the school.
With that shit going
this
on?
Is what he's,
that's the wrong message, buddy.
I don't know
if I was Jewish and saw that in that school district and I was a Jewish taxpayer. I would walk down to the office and be like, hello?
This is the photographer. This is not
I don't want to pay taxes to your school district anymore.
Yeah, you don't get a choice with that, though.
You don't get a choice.
No, I'm not allowed to go there. You're sending that kind of message.
You can go there. You just know what some of the kids are doing.
Yeah, I got to worry about one of my kids getting hurt because
you're
Jewish.
Yes, you do.
Great.
And that's what I worry about.
That's terrible.
Not that this is going on in our school district, but a year or two ago, you know, there was the cemetery was
yes,
they knocked down.
Yes.
Yeah, defiled. Thank you. Good word.
Yep. Yeah, they got the kids, fortunately.
In the town where I live.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going on anyway. So there was nothing that diminished. So he continues. There was nothing that diminished anyone's stature in society. Nothing that was intended to point a finger at anyone in their class that may have some kind of difference. There was none of that. So, and I said, the photo was available for purchase on Gus' website until he removed it, citing public.
And he was selling it, really?
Well, I'm assuming he was selling it because, like, the kids, you know, that's how they do it now.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you take karate
photos. You could buy a stupid picture like that.
It's
readily available.
I mean, honestly,
yes.
I don't think this
a flashback
this
to 1945. How lovely!
Yeah,
you know what? If they came back, like I would, if the kids would not take a real picture,
yeah.
Then people go, well, how come they don't have a picture? I would show them in private when they email. Go, this is why they don't have a
right.
picture.
No, no, you do one serious pose and one silly pose, and you call it a fucking day. There's no Sieg Heils.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brush that off.
No. That's different than. You know, you're normal, every day, you know, I'm sensitive, you said something to offend me, that shit's real.
Here's the problem. So you have the kids, the kids aren't taking it seriously, and now you have, except for that one.
But gee, I wonder why, the kind of fucking adults are acting about
that's
it.
That's what I'm talking about. Now you have this photographer who's not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
So then this comes out.
Unbelievable.
The Baraboo, that's the school district, Baraboo.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Baraboo. It sounds like Bumblefuck. There ain't no Jew types around here. Nobody got offended.
It's Baraboo, not Barra Jew.
There you go.
Definitely Barra not Barra Jew.
Not Barra Jew.
They were trying to scare the Jew out of the school name. This ain't no Barra Jew.
I can't have anything nice with you. You guys are so
ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Oh, us?
Yes.
Us. Those kids.
Well, yeah.
And the one nice kid, you teased him.
I did.
There was one anti-Semite. One kid who wasn't an anti-Semite in the picture, and he broke his balls.
All right. So anyway, so the Baraboo School District in Wisconsin.
What is he playing?
Yeah.
You forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's a track that was playing during the photography
session.
It most
certainly was. You should have seen the fucking dance.
Sounds like
title.
It, bro. Wow.
The Baraboo School District in Wisconsin reportedly does not plan to punish the students.
Mistake.
who gave an apparent Nazi salute in a photo that went viral this month. The school district's administrator, Lori Muller, distributed a letter via a student information system on Wednesday saying that the district has completed part of an investigation into the photo, but that some key details remain unclear. I don't know what more details you need.
What else do you need to know?
I mean, you got kids doing the highlight.
I was an administrator, really?
So, we cannot know the intentions and the hearts of those who were involved.
No, not at all.
Moreover, because of students' First Amendment rights, this district is not...
It's not First Amendment.
It's not in a position to punish the students for their actions. All right, I think you got to punish the kids.
Yep. You have to punish the kids.
First of all, that's not First Amendment, because First Amendment rights are protected, but so is the responsibility of our speech. For example, if I walk into a crowded theater and yell fire... Mm-hmm. I am criminally and civilly liable for anything that happens after that moment.
Yeah, but nobody got hurt in this. But this is more to the point.
That's dangerous. Dude, throwing a Sieg Heil is dangerous.
The Supreme Court
that puts bad ideas in people's heads.
Students do not have First Amendment rights in school.
Right. Correct.
That's the point. So this is a bullshit excuse.
It is a bullshit excuse.
They weren't in school.
But it was a school event. It was a prom picture.
Yeah, not to say that.
Whatever punishment happened, first of all, there should be disciplinary action. And as an administrator at a student of history, at senior year, it would definitely include at least a 5-page paper about the Holocaust.
Absolutely.
So these jackasses, if their parents, teachers, and administrators are too stupid to teach them about this stuff and the significance of it on a global scale, drill in the goddamn heads.
Oh, yeah.
I would definitely include some kind of knowledge building experience.
Right, right.
And they would be part of a disciplinary action.
See, I would love to see these kids go to the Holocaust Museum, but I don't think that they would be respectful enough in the place.
Yeah,
if
you don't want to be
this
doing
is
that
funny,
shit. Yeah.
One laugh, and I'm going to rocket across the room and slap the shit out of them.
Funny about genocide.
No.
At all.
No.
At all.
What the hell was that?
That was Donald Duck saying Heil Hitler.
Oh, God, was it? That's fucked up.
So here's the thing. I don't.
That's not from the Holocaust Museum.
No.
She doesn't know the intentions. What positive intentions are there?
No.
Were they waving at somebody across the street?
Look, there's a plane.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, hi, Mom.
Every single one of those kids, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Every single
one. Well, if you're a teacher, you might have the opportunity.
Oh, no. This day and age, unfortunately, that does happen.
I don't.
Yeah,
teachers in school were butt ugly.
You know who needs to be fired?
These guys got hot chicks working in schools now. When that happened?
You listen to my act. Work your own side of the street.
Yeah, that's your act, really?
Yeah, everything inappropriate.
It's true, man.
It's my act.
It's true.
They're
all hot blondes. Every teacher's banged a kid. They weren't even okay.
There's some hot brunettes too.
Were there? I always see a hot blonde. Anyway, keep going.
That's Florida. But this Lori Muller, who's in charge of the district, she has shown herself to be incompetent. In my eyes,
correct.
Thus far.
She's handling it poorly.
Yeah, that they're not
the kids aren't getting the message that they need.
I don't think the kids have learned anything. Now, if it was my kid, there would be punishment. Maybe it would be a trip to the Holocaust Museum.
Yep.
You're certainly losing your phone or not going out. What were you fucking thinking? Well, he was doing, I was doing. No.
No.
No, you're better than that.
Exactly.
You're better than that. No. Yeah. If everybody's a black person, you're going to do that too? You're better
honestly,
than that.
Dude,
we raised you better than
that.
Or they didn't. Maybe these kids are not raised well. That, you know, there's really shitty parents. We need to understand that too.
Yeah, they're all.
And maybe they're not educated well. They don't know what this means.
Then you got guys like me. I'd be like, son, see this here gun? Daddy keeps it so this shit don't ever happen again.
Yeah.
You know?
So this
really?
Is how...
That'd be the message to my boy, you know? Mm-hmm.
So this is how another school responded to this. More than 60 students at Rufus King High School in Milwaukee got together after school early this month to create their own photo, a diverse group of young people showing signs of love and peace.
Okay.
We wanted to create something that was positive and full of love and represents Wisconsin in a positive light, Alice McGinnis, a 17-year-old senior at Rufus King, told on Milwaukee. The students and some faculty members held up peace signs, hearts, and American Sign Language sign for I love you in their photo.
Hippie-ish, but all right.
It's just nice.
Yeah, I got it. A little hippie-ish.
It's nice to put a little bit
what
of positive.
What do you want, a dead Nazi in the picture?
No, you got to kill a Nazi, but...
They got some positivity
out
there.
You want a positive image,
just
no,
this.
They went the opposite way. They went from Nazi to flower child.
Which
but...
is fine. You know what? Which is fine.
I could use a little of that instead of them defiling cemeteries and Heil Hitlering around. Look, we're going to prom. Let's make fun of the Holocaust. Ha ha.
The group came up with
the
hashtag.
From Himmler to the fucking Partridge Family.
You know, Himmler, very underrated as far as musical talent, by the way. I'll have you know, does not get the respect. The way they marched and kept time, very underrated, but I digress.
Wow, efficient.
Yeah. Don't need to keep checking their watch.
Yeah, there
while
you
they're
go.
Singing their little song.
Good point.
Thank you. That's the only type I make. Students and some faculty came up with the hashtag WI United in Love. English teacher Kelly O'Keefe. Always a fucking name. Kelly O'Keefe Boetcher came up with the idea for a photo and said that she was gratified by the number of people who chose to participate. Our goal at Rufus King is to be an upstander, not a bystander, she told the Journal Sentinel.
No, right on. Okay.
That's a very positive message.
Yeah.
Those
like
parents
that.
Should be exceptionally proud, as should
yes.
Jordan Blue.
No, you got to go about yes. it like the Partridge Family, but at the same time,
no,
yes,
those
absolutely.
Are good kids. Yeah. Those are the people who I want leading. In the
yeah,
future.
A yeah. mixed interracial, interreligion event to
who
say, hey,
assholes.
This doesn't represent
us.
People.
Yes.
Yes.
Humans.
This doesn't represent the kids in our state.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. Now that was a good call.
Yeah.
So there's been they need all the Partridge Family.
So there's
shit.
Been more That's fallout from this. More fallout.
Come on, get happy.
A controversial. So after the photo came out, according to the Baraboo News, now former Baraboo High School varsity softball coach Bonnie Brandreth resigned from her role after seeing the junior prom photo,
oh.
saying that she was shocked by what it showed. The gestures captured in that photo were stomach-turning. It was hostile and intimidating. With the power of social media, individuals can make a single snap decision that can have profoundly mm-hmm. negative effect on their family, their school, employer, classmates, and coworkers, communities, even the entire nation. The prom photo had a profound negative effect on me. I resigned the day after
wow.
I saw it.
Wow.
Good
person
for her.
Of conviction.
Wow. And she's a softball coach. She took her
they
ball
still
home.
Exist. Took a bat and a ball and left.
As a business leader, I owe it to my coworkers and clients to avoid employment or outside interests that may create or give the appearance of creating a conflict with my personal with my responsibilities for maintaining an inclusive and safe work environment. Personal ethics are different for each person, but it was clear to me.
Yeah, there's a line.
Yeah, but I think Hitler's where we
certain,
can draw it.
Certain places, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we could all get along. Don't yeah. do the Nazi shit.
Hitler, yeah, Mississippi like, lynchings. That you just don't. Yeah,
the
you don't.
The hard choices.
Yeah, you don't touch those
you're
things.
You're on the fence about the, Nazi yeah. stuff.
Really? That's not good.
Well, I assume some of the kids were good people. But anyway,
deep down inside somewhere, yikes.
Yeah,
yeah, they were good people. Fuck.
That's not. You know what?
No, that you,
to be real about it, there were probably a couple kids in there that thought. For the moment, well, everybody's doing it,
I'm
so
sure.
I guess
irresponsibility.
To play along,
I'm
you
sure.
know,
yeah.
they felt
yep.
the peer pressure to be one yeah. of the guys.
How many are evil? No. How many irresponsible? You know, and how many are just ignorant?
That mob mentality, yeah. though, that
but
everybody's doing
that's a good
it,
point. Yeah, so it's okay.
Exactly.
So
it's
okay.
Excused, but I'm just saying that.
That's a good point.
I don't think every kid in that thing said, you know what, if the Holocaust is funny, there's any element of ha-ha about anti-Semitism. Some of them are just like, we're, you know what, this is the naughtiest thing we can think to do. Let's rattle some cages and do the naughtiest thing that we can do. Hmm. Not realizing the ramifications for the people.
The photographer doesn't even realize the ramifications.
That scares me. That's, first of all, that's an adult. Secondly, if you had somebody from the school staff resigning, how I would read that as an administrator is yeah. I'm not handling the situation well.
Right.
I lost staff over this. Mm-hmm. So I'm delinquent.
But you know what?
I'm not doing what I have to do to properly address this situation. That's why I recommend something that includes a bit of an educational jolt thing, because you don't know in the situation who the bigots are, or the anti-Semites in this situation, who the irresponsible kids are that just went along with the herd, and who the ignorant kids are who had no idea what they were doing.
Well, that's where you start doing some interviews.
Or worse, did know.
It's got to include some kind of educational smack in the face
we'll
of, hey,
we'll get
you know.
There. But
no,
so in addition,
no good here.
In addition to her coaching responsibilities, Brandreth serves as a data analytics consultant at the Madison-based mechanical engineering company Tetra Tech. Brandreth confirmed that she bore no ill will toward the Baraboo program. She simply couldn't continue in her role after seeing the photo in question. It is unknown if she will continue to coach.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry.
What?
She's softening her message. She resigned.
She's saying, I hold no ill will, but it's not for me.
No. She disagrees. If administration would have handled that incident properly, there would be no reason for her to resign. Because a bunch
didn't.
Of kids
well,
were acting like morons.
So here's the aftermath.
She resigned, and like I said, I'm an administrator. Yeah, no good.
So after a series of listening and talking sessions.
Oh, boy.
You're not a fan of either?
Happy, happy. Come on, get happy.
Well, how are they supposed to fight?
No. What do you want? Scratch and sniff? What do you fucking want from them?
Drop the hammer, baby. No, all right, keep going.
They weren't like saying, pass the joint and let's, you
oh,
know.
I get it, I get it, I get it.
They're just like.
Pass the Becks.
Pass the Becks?
German for beer.
Oh, thanks. Nice.
Wow, I can't.
I see what you did.
I did. I can't. I can and I will. And wow. I have and I should.
All right, keep going. Well, what's happened? Everybody's
you have and you should not.
Of course I should. The Volkswagen engine that drives this fucking show, baby.
No, no.
I have a special type of awful. Fills me with joy.
Yeah, anyway. I know. His cheeks are all red right now. He's happy.
Exactly.
Mm. It's the gas.
There you go. He's fixing his cuffs, everybody.
Oh,
he's
now, hi, cuffs. And checking his watch.
After a series of listening and talking sessions with Russ Doesn't Like, the Baraboo community has scheduled its first events in response to viral photo of boys giving a Nazi salute before high school junior prom last spring, including an all-day high school peace assembly. I know, you're not a fan.
You went from a Nazi saluting to marching to fucking hippies. Here we go.
What would you like?
Something real.
I think peace can be real.
Something real. Okay, yeah. I studied history in college. Peace can be real. For 4 years, it was bad news, I learned. Anyway.
On Monday, December 17th, Arnold McKellis, a former white supremacist, and Pardeep...
Former white supremacist.
Yeah, no, there's
they happen.
Really?
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Happen.
He switched?
Yeah.
He wouldn't
David,
read a book.
David Duke's son.
Yeah.
Went to college
David,
and went...
David, the KKK, the Klan guy?
Yeah. David Duke's son went to college and went, holy shit, we've been wrong.
Well, it didn't go... Wow. It wasn't that quick.
It wasn't that quick.
It was just slow.
But, no, but he started... He
slow
started Jewish people.
He started...
Oh, wow.
He got out into the world and he said, you know
the
what?
Other people who aren't like me. Yeah, they have to live
yeah.
too.
That's the beautiful... That's one of the... That's yeah, probably but, college's most valuable gift.
Yeah,
he
I got it. Well, that's why I'm
education.
Saying with these idiots. But anyway, go.
So, Arnold McKellis, a former white supremacist, and Pardeep Singh Kalika, whose father was one of six Sikh worshippers gunned down in their Oak Creek temple by a white supremacist in 2012, will talk about racism, homophobia, religious intolerance, the Holocaust, and a host of other issues.
That's something real. All right,
yeah,
that's not a circle
yeah.
jerk.
The
with
event,
these signs and flowers.
Right,
all
right,
right, good.
So that's going to be at 7:30.
That's something. Yeah, that's something of value. That's valuable.
Yeah.
At the Ringling Theater.
This
that's
is where
Ringling
shit
Brothers.
Like you know.
I'm guessing that's Ringling Brothers. Al Ringling.
Could be a real circus.
Maybe. What?
Nice.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that and the Benadryl.
Organizers also...
Davin's fucking cat. Anyway.
Organizers also plan to unveil a community action plan at the event, which will include short and long range plans on topics like equality, inclusivity, safety, deeper learning, and restorative justice. Restorative? A fucking bitch of a word.
Restorative.
Nobody knows. If you don't know, then nobody
restorative.
Knows. If you don't know, it can't be known.
No, it's restorative.
All right, good. The following day, on December 18th, the high school is holding a full day of peace assemblies in collaboration with Masood Akhtar, founder of the anti-hate group We Are Many, United Against Hate. McKellis and Kalika will also be at that high school event. The announcement of the events last week came with an announcement from the school district that it plans a series of measures to deal with the photo of some 60 students, many with arms raising what appears to be a Sieg Heil salute. The photo garnered international attention and set off a community crisis.
Good.
The district, citing free speech concerns, decided against disciplining the students. Bullshit.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit.
That's terrible.
Overall, I think they're moving the right direction.
Bad message to send.
Said Jeff Spitzer Resnick, a Madison civil rights attorney who presides over the Sharia Shemayim Gates of Heaven Synagogue in Madison, which includes a Baraboo family with kids in the high school. So there are Jewish kids.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that they felt really welcome to hang out with this other group.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
In a statement, the Baraboo School District last week announced a number of initiatives, including annual high school trips to the Holocaust Museum.
There you go.
An education center in Skokie, Illinois. Other measures include continuing mental health support for students and staff traumatized by the global media attention. Interesting.
That is interesting, because I bet that they were really embarrassed.
You know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think something like that, but that makes sense.
That's
very progressive.
That's a global. That's what I said. This is a global thing. This is an American thing. This is a global.
Inviting
when international. And you know,
we have a way of doing that with our hate these days.
Yeah, God, not these days. That's always had nothing to do with
Trump. With our hate? With our hate?
It's been there since medieval times.
No. Yes, it's been there, but I'm talking about American hate like this.
Yeah.
American hate like this. It has. It's gone up.
I don't think it ever went away.
Nobody said it went away, but the scumbags went to the rocks where they belong, and now they feel emboldened. Now they feel emboldened.
Ooh.
When you got David Duke constantly tweeting, "Thank you, President Trump, for standing with us," whether he's with them or not. It was the guy in Florida who was running for governor. I don't know if you're a racist, but the racists think you're a racist. That's the fucking problem.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying Trump is a racist. So in the past, I have said I think he is, and I probably do. But I'm saying
I don't know about that.
You know, there are good people on both sides.
No, there's no such thing
as
a good racist.
Well, not the side behind the
camera.
That guy's a
dude. No, I disagree. David's known me for almost 10 years now. I disagree with racism. Hatred of any kind just doesn't solve anything.
You're racist.
No. I'm just saying in general. No, I know that. You know, I'm not. But that being said,
I just don't like blacks, Jews, Filipinos.
Filipinos?
I'm going to mix it up a little.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, fucking a nerve. Blacks, Jews,
leave the Filipinos alone.
Sorry, pal.
It's fucked up, dude.
Leave Brittany alone. I mean,
poor people had enough.
Alone.
No, but anyway, like I said, you're a total dick.
Thank you.
That's great. But it's I totally lost my point now.
It happens.
Yeah, you totally threw me off with that.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah,
so
the Filipinos just rocked you. That was
a low blow.
I know. What the fuck Filipino thing? No, I hate everybody equally.
As well you should.
Yes. But, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, Trump, and this is what really gets me mixed. It just controls the wrong narrative. Trump emboldened this.
I didn't say Trump emboldened this. I said people feel emboldened. I didn't say Trump is responsible for this.
It's not because Trump's president. It's because of social media. It's because people over the past
few years.
Who's
on social media more than the president? Retreating hate groups.
No, leave him out of it.
I can't.
Social media has allowed unsavory people to band together. You got people like this. You got vegans. It's out of control.
Is that an attempt at a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was trying.
I was trying to sniff it out.
You're a total dick.
He said
it. No, listen. Even Pip the Human Laugh Track didn't go with you on that.
That was funny shit.
Yeah, apparently
said it
not.
So dry. I was like, wait, no. What?
Listen, this is
right,
good.
My delivery
too.
Was bad. My delivery.
There's some good
my delivery was bad.
No, I like. You know, I don't mind vegans as long as they don't preach to me. Non preaching vegans.
Well, you'll never hear somebody's a vegan from a third party.
No, actually, I have. I've met a delightful vegan.
You've met no, so you'll never find out somebody's a vegan from a third party.
No, that's true.
Oh, I'm vegan. I don't give a fuck.
No, just because you're eating a meal like, with them.
I'm Russ, motherfucker. I'm having
them
steak.
Butter, and that's why.
Oh no, and then no, it starts a war.
Like I said, you never.
Anyway, so they're continuing mental.
Shut up and eat the meat.
They're inviting a speaker in the hall.
Sounds like a date.
There you go. The fuck goes on when you take someone out?
Fish. We're at a stalemate.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we're both vegans.
You had the beef, I'll have the fish.
Inviting speaker on the Holocaust annually to the middle school as part of the curriculum. Posting Holocaust and World War II resources on the district's website.
That's a good thing.
This is very good.
Now you're educating people.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what leads to shit like that in the first place when people aren't educated about something. They still don't give a shit after all that, then you just got a bad seed.
Stepping up instruction on social justice issues, a district-wide equity audit action plan performed by a consultant. The district has also included information on its website, updating efforts, and including information and events. After the photo was posted online last month, Spitzer Resnick wrote a column and also sent a letter to the district officials with suggestions. They took most of the suggestions.
Summer school, senior year. That'd be nice.
Spitzer Resnick took issue with some of the measures. First, he said the statement from the district doesn't address white nationalism by name. Ooh, that's interesting.
Wait. Wait, say that again.
White nationalism.
He's saying they're not calling out white nationalists. They're just talking, you know, bigotry, anti-Semitism.
Right.
But define that. So let's say I'm Caucasian. And I believe... Let's say that's true. Yes, actually, if you ask some people, I'm not. I'm Sicilian. Anyway, it's true. I know, right?
Yep. Get that Ancestry kit out now.
The what?
Ancestry kit.
Oh, the thing with the DNA. I'm seeing all of that. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm 1-1 trillionth Native American. Anyway.
We'll be seeing some Africa hits on you, boy.
Only from the waist down, Pip. Only from the waist down.
Yeah, you should see his knees.
That's good stuff. So...
He's got the knees of a Ghanaian, I tell you.
He might not be tall, but he can jump like a motherfucker.
There you go.
It's a little stereotypical.
It is bad. That's bad.
It was.
It's not nice. You're a bad girl.
Wow. Well, sensitivity training for her.
This is not the place for that.
No, it's not.
This is insensitivity training. Yeah.
Well, what were you alluding to?
That totally threw me off. You get sexual on me, Pip, and I just, my wine gets...
She has that way.
My mind goes in a different direction. There you go. Yeah, he's not even trying. Wow, that's not convincing
he said
at
he
all.
Went sexual on himself.
That's not convincing at all.
In Russ.
My wife would be like, "What the fuck was that?"
I've never heard you make that noise.
That's my answer machine message on my cell phone.
If you ever hear me make that noise, there's some serious shit going on at Davin's
Den.
When Russ unfurls his African cock.
There you go, baby. Wow. But define that white nationalism. So here's where you got to be careful with labels. I do believe my country is the best place in the world because not only am I educated, I have traveled the world. Okay? I've seen many places. So I think America's awesome.
That's not white nationalism.
I think, yes, to some people it is.
No, you're confusing the best place in the world.
So you got to watch these days. You're confusing patriotism with white nationalism.
There's a fine line between patriotism and nationalism.
No, not national. White nationalism.
I'm a white dude.
No, you got to watch that.
No.
Are you talking about Nazis and fascists? That's a different conversation.
White nationalism is pride in your... What's this, race?
Your skin.
Okay.
Yours is not necessarily better. You don't want
to
mix.
To the point where it's superior. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
It doesn't even always get
so
superior.
Listen, I grew up in a predominantly Italian-Irish neighborhood in the Bronx, and there were people who had Italian-American flags on their cars, in their cars, on their heads, all over the place. We all know those guys.
Yeah.
Are they nationalists?
No.
Do they think they're better than everybody else? So,
just the women.
That's good. So I'm saying you gotta watch it in your culture. No, you're understanding what white nationalism is.
No,
I mean you gotta watch.
No, they know what they're talking about. I don't know what they're talking about.
Nah, I get it. I mean,
white nationalism.
I mean,
is a very specific fascist term.
Charlottesville was white nationalists. That march was white nationalists.
The Tiki Torch holders.
No, I call them racists.
No, but they're white nationalists. It's the same term.
If you believe that you're superior to somebody else and somebody doesn't deserve the same rights as you because they're different, that's a friggin' racist.
Yes, that's a bigot.
If you believe people different than you should suffer, that's a fascist.
Give him a term, Pip.
Okay, so...
Yeah, how are you defining white nationalism? Because I love my country. So I'm just throwing it out there.
Wait, white nationalism is a type of nationalism or pan-nationalism which espouses the belief that white people are a race and seeks to develop and maintain a white national identity. Its proponents identify with and are attached to the concept of a white nation.
Oh, in that sense, all right, you can't have that in the United States.
That's what we're talking about.
No, well, you hear things on the news these days. Oh, Trump's a nationalist. You hear Trump talking about nationalism. He's a racist. He's hateful.
Nationalism is not white nationalism.
Okay,
right?
I just want to differentiate. There's a difference between a racist nut. Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, everything we use Trump, but anyway.
No, but if he... If
no,
he's
not anything that's good in my life.
Okay.
If you're using white nationalism...
Nobody's good but me.
If you're using white nationalism...
I'm the goodest.
with
two T's on the end.
Being white is the goodest.
Fucking Twitter account. God, shut it down, please.
No, it's his fucking brain. I love it.
No, God, where's Julian Assange when you need him? Shut him down, please.
If you're using white nationalism interchangeably with patriotism, you're not understanding what white nationalism means.
I know. Unfortunately, media. I'm just throwing it out there. I understand what it means. No. I'm being devil's advocate here. The media has blurred this in the past few months, and it's unfortunate because there is a big difference.
All right, so he goes on.
Anyway,
I think it's fine to focus on the Holocaust as part of this, but I see the absence of education on white nationalism, which I think is a bigger and more current issue, and it's something I've been encouraging them to look at. He also said there's nothing in the list of action items that address staff trained to ensure consistent message. Middle school students had two different teachers who gave very different responses to the picture, one of whom blew it off and one of whom took it very seriously, said, whenever any district engages any type of education, certainly this type, where there's going to be a sea change and a lot of the things they're doing, how do they ensure that the staff is on board in as relatively uniform way as possible? So saying, listen, all the teachers have to pull together and go, this is bad, this is not going to be tolerated.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but that's what he's saying. That's where he's calling the failures on it. He also said the district should address critical thinking skills to help students make better choices when situations arise. I get that. I think this was a peer pressure thing for a lot of those kids. You got to put yourself in this place of a teenager.
Go along.
Yeah,
well,
remember what it was like.
Who were the bad seeds?
Right.
who were the kids following along and who just didn't know any better.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what you have in that situation. Yeah. You got all three.
I've always been of the belief that those boys didn't know what they were doing when they made them that Nazi salute. Or if they did, they were going along for the ride as opposed to initiating it.
Yeah, one or two idiots. And
Finally, he said, while one measure provides support for those traumatized by the global media, it doesn't specifically voice support for the groups who may have been traumatized by the photo.
Right.
There doesn't seem to be the same kind of support being provided for students who may be traumatized by being in a minority group that feels like it was harmed by the picture. He said Jews and other minorities, as well as the LGBTQ community, have been targeted by white nationalists and neo-Nazi groups. Jews were the primary target, but not the only target, he said. This guy's on point, and I think, I don't know if this Lori Mueller's still there. She's got to go. She sucks a bag of uncircumcised
dick. Yeah, she's useless. Yes. Useless. Get rid of her. Yeah.
Uncircumcised.
Yeah, get rid of her.
Yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't have a circumcised
one. Wow, that's funny stuff.
It's not her speed.
No, she don't want to deal with the turtleneck.
Yeah, I agree with you. I
agree with her, too. I don't want to deal with the turtleneck.
All right, so there was that story. That was a big fucking story. I waited until a lot of stuff came out on it. Been a lot on that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to discuss
it. It is scary, though.
The nationalist label, though.
It's really scary.
I do. I think
you're
that's
confusing white nationalists.
I know. That's a broad. That's what the media. Again, I know.
No, it's what they call themselves.
I'm an educated man, and I know the difference. However, the media throwing around the term nationalism is not white nationalism.
John McCain explained the difference between patriotism and nationalism.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yes.
John McCain was a patriot.
Yes, he was.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
These kids are douchebags. Anyway,
yes,
moving on.
They are.
So, back to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's our Florida this
cheese
episode. Playing the part of Florida.
Back to Cheeseland.
Off the limp dick. Cut off the mitten. No.
Wow.
Mitten.
What's the mitten?
Mitten's Michigan.
Oh, Michigan's the mitten. Never mind. Sorry. Anywho. Geography, not my strong suit, apparently.
No, there goes the cuffs again.
Just adjusting some sleeves. Pip retreats.
I'm not yet.
Hold still.
Oh, no.
He went after Old Yeller.
The 12 gauge.
I know. A University of Wisconsin chancellor is getting pounded for paying adult film legend Nina Hartley $5,000 to give a speech on campus about pornography.
So stupid.
The My Bear Lady actress.
How do you say that and not laugh?
I couldn't.
And then take student funds to do it.
The My Bear Lady actress assured students during her 90-minute talk on November 1st that it's okay to like porn and discussed her decades-long career in the adult film industry.
Ooh,
Hartley was paid for
tax money at work.
Hartley was paid for her appearance by University of Wisconsin La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao, thank you, a short name, who cut a check from his discretionary fund, drawing ire from school officials. School President Ray Croft. I love these names. We should do this story again.
Croft Blue.
Sent a letter a week after her talk reprimanding Gao for using bad judgment and threatening that the stunt could cost him a raise next month. Croft said he would launch an audit into Gao's discretionary spending, adding that Hartley's appearance might put school funding in jeopardy. Therefore, you are being reprimanded for exercising poor judgment and for a lack of responsible oversight with respect to the use of funds. Gao apologized and promised to reimburse the $5,000 fee from his own money. About 70 students went to see Hartley, a sex educator who appeared in more than 1,000 X-rated movies.
That's a sex educator. Okay. Really? That's fantastic.
Well, they're not mutually exclusive.
I'm sure she spoke about safe sex and the use of contraception in her porn.
There is safe sex on these sets. Yes. That is.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, yeah, no.
No, they're actually.
Oh, okay, keep going.
But being in porn.
Exactly.
Is not mutually exclusive from being a sex educator.
No.
Exactly.
You could have had that training.
Sure. Oh, try this position, I tell you.
Anyway, there you go.
Including several in the Debbie Does franchise. I like that the
Debbie Does. She's an old washed up porn star when there really was. Oh,
yeah, that Debbie Does.
Including Debbie Does Wall Street.
Wow.
Not to be confused with Wall Street.
Wasn't
fuck there,
you. Like Debbie Does the Dishes? Wasn't that
Debbie
one
Does
them?
Dishes?
No.
In the 80s and 90s, she also had a role in the 1997 movie Boogie Nights.
Hey, but bent over the sink is not like a new position.
No.
Just saying.
I have a feeling Dishes for you is. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Look at these hands. You think they
Mr. Hillis would do anything for you to fucking clean.
Yes, he would.
The word pornography has such a pejorative connotation. It's been caught up in a lot of emotionally charged conversations, she told the group. Hartley said she viewed porn as safe and consensual, but also a fantasy. I wouldn't normally go to a barn on a Tuesday morning to have sex on a hay bale. It's my job, and we're professionals. It's okay to like porn. It's okay not to like porn. And it's okay to be confused by porn. What the fuck?
It's how do you stupid. Shoot it on the ceiling? None of this makes sense.
You are where you are and who you are.
What?
Well, let me get through this, and then we can tell Russ he's wrong. Gal told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he enlisted Hartley to speak on campus because he wanted someone with a perspective very different from our own and someone who wouldn't be hateful and target groups. He said he found Hartley through an online search for college speakers. That's called porn. She seemed like a person who had a life experience dramatically different from the rest of us. You know what? I like this. I'm fine. You know what?
If I'm good.
Different college is about expanding your horizons
yes.
to meet people that are not like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Young men and women are, especially women, mm-hmm. and no, actually both are very confused by porn.
Yes.
Because they have these expectations.
It's so confusing.
No, you don't. adults will talk. Russ will sit there.
Uh-huh. It's really.
They have and make faces.
They have
you
the,
click the
men
genre.
Have these expectations.
And you're
right.
Done.
And that you know, when they have sex, it's going to be like it is in porn.
Right.
And women have these expectations that they have to be like
behave
in porn.
Like the,
right.
in the porn.
So they feel bad because they don't look like these porn stars. They don't have these bodies. Ooh. You certainly have performance anxiety.
Ooh. Sure.
You know, or I'm not as big as that
no,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. On both sides.
Very cerebral. Guys, some jackass who works for a college took $5,000 worth of student money for 70 kids to have a porn star come in. And if you're talking, porn is not sexual education. You know why? You just hit it on the head and you won my argument for me. It's fantasy.
But no. But she,
and that's it.
But that doesn't mean that.
It's fantasy.
But then it's, no.
It sets expectations for men and women that are not tangible.
You're missing the point.
Because most guys don't have 12-inch cocks. And most girls can't fuck like that if they tried.
But you understand
okay?
that.
So exactly,
but you're not the target
that
audience.
You can have a 15-minute discussion on that. You don't have to take $5,000. And this happened at my college, New Paltz, when I went there and started
a
shit
star?
Thing. An S&M specialist come in, and the money was used with student funds. Student funds are paid by families and student loans, and their college funds. They're student funds, and student funds went to pay for somebody to come on campus and show somebody how to whoop their sexual partner's ass consensually. That's stupid, okay? Especially with the internet access that the kids have today. No kid gets to eighth grade without not knowing what porn is, for crying out loud. And the fact that it is a fictitious
thing. That kid's in
thing.
Seventh grade. I don't think she knows.
It is a fictitious thing. I'm sure she's heard on the school bus, believe me. It's fictitious. I also read an article where they were juxtaposing the value of discussing pornography and S&M and bondage and to raise awareness for sexual assault. And I think that's stupid too. Because nothing that is as fictitious and fantasy based can ever be juxtaposed to somebody being sexually assaulted.
I've seen a lot of
and this whole thing is retarded. And
no,
on that
I've seen
note,
a lot of
I'm going to go take a piss.
A lot of anxiety. Men and women have a lot of anxiety
yes.
because porn is so prevalent today.
Yes.
It wasn't.
It's fantasy. And it's a conversation that a gym teacher can have with high schoolers, okay?
But a gym teacher has no fucking credibility.
Or, still, a health
teacher.
My high school, I'm going back to.
From an art teacher?
No, I'm going back to my days. The gym teachers also taught health. But what I'm saying is.
A bad idea.
Yeah, but we're talking about college.
We're talking
exactly.
about this is different.
Where you're taking student funds, and you got people saying, I want free education. And this pisses on the case to allow people who are willing to work to go to school and not have to graduate $100,000 in debt when adults, teachers, coaches start doing stupid shit like this with public money. It's a waste.
I don't think it's stupid.
$75,000 for 70 kids.
$5,000.
Okay, you know what? $5,000, Davin, buys a lot of fucking books for this nonsense that's based on fantasy. It happened in my school, and I thought it was stupid in the 90s, and we thought it was a waste of money in the 90s, okay? And I see no benefit those kids got by a sexual education that's based in fantasy.
I'd rather learn sex ed by somebody who's actually in the industry and can tell you.
What industry? The unsafe sex? I have to get tested for AIDS every month industry? Davin, I'm not approved with porn. You know that. I invented a game.
That does make it safe sex.
Oh, yeah. It just makes it so much better. Davin, I invented a game with you, okay, about porn. I'm not prudish about porn. What I'm saying is $5,000 of public money for this For 70 kids.
You
can
get a life coach certificate. I'd rather have this.
For 70 kids to talk to a porn star.
No, she spoke to them.
Okay, excuse me. For a porn star to talk to 70 kids.
But that's what these guest lecturers are.
And you know that, like,
I don't get it. I think it's a waste of money.
College activity fund.
I think the reprimand was appropriate. I think it was stupid and irresponsible. He should have told the kids we're doing something lacrosse related with our $5,000.
Lacrosse related?
Wait.
That's a school.
There was a lacrosse coach who took his discretionary funds, you said.
No.
Where'd the funds come from?
No, you don't listen.
No, where'd the funds come from?
No, it's like, you know, they have a
college. You said it was student funds.
Yes, student funds. Student activity funds.
The Lacrosse Tribune. That's where the school is.
Okay.
The school's in lacrosse. It wasn't a lacrosse coach.
Okay, who took the funds?
The program is to get perspectives. This is the program that they're in, that these kids...
On a fantasy sex life.
No.
Great.
No.
Pornhub.com.
Stop talking.
Stop talking and listen to what the program is.
There's a program.
The program was to get perspective from people whose lives are not like ours. That's the course. Whether you like it or don't like it, that's the course. And in lieu of the course, this is a perfectly acceptable...
It's a very different lifestyle from, I would say, 98% of the people that were in that room.
Right. That's the course. So it has nothing to do with the sport lacrosse. It's not a lacrosse coach. This is something that these students want. They want a different perspective, which I think is healthy.
Because I do, too. See, that would be insane. So forget about lacrosse. Forget about him being a coach. This is
not
about
a coach.
No.
Not a coach.
No.
Chancellor.
Chancellor, all right.
Yeah. So this is a class,
so waste of money.
And it's not the only speaker that they had. This is one cross-section of life. And porn is very pervasive in our society.
Especially in college.
And here's, well, no, just in our society.
But yes, but especially in college.
Why bring it into the classroom?
Yeah. So, because it's real.
On the street?
Because it's real.
Pornhub.com. Knock yourself out, buddy.
Yeah, but they don't get to discuss
it with
the
screen. And it's not public funds. You can discuss it in class.
No. You don't discuss it.
You don't. Hey,
the
look what I was jerking off to.
Discuss it in the class. Don't.
No,
pay
no, no. There weren't
a porn star $5,000.
Actually, in my class, we did watch porn.
$5,000.
Psychological
of public
aspects
money.
Of sexuality.
God. There you go.
Well, we did.
That would be part of the curriculum. That's
part of the curriculum.
Yeah.
It was an elective for my psychology degree.
The thing is, not everything that is in school is sitting and reading a book. It's not all fucking Chaucer.
I get
it. You know,
it.
You're
I
also going.
I just
to,
think it was a waste of money.
Well, because, but that's your perspective.
I know, it is. And like
and
I said, you're making an argument for free public education, and you
I
got
haven't
people
made an argument.
Doing
no,
stupid
no,
like
I
shit like
made
that.
An
that's,
for
no, I'm saying it kills the argument.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It pisses people off, and I think the reprimand was appropriate.
Why does it piss me? You can either take the class or not take the class. It's not mandatory.
They signed up for the class.
Yeah, they signed up for the class.
And they paid their tuition to fund this fund where they was paid out.
It's not mandatory.
You said it was taken out of discretionary funds.
Because each class gets... So you could go to an Italian restaurant and interview the busboy, or you could do this. You have a certain amount of funds.
You have a porn star come and talk to kids about sexy health habits. Okay.
That was not...
You're missing the point.
No, that's not what
you're
she
not
was there to
understanding,
do.
Which explains why you vote for Trump.
She wasn't there to be there.
I'm not seeing the value of the $5,000.
But you're not... Forget about the value. You're not understanding what the class was
about.
You're not understanding what the point of the class was.
What people
who live differently than I do. Go to interview a homeless person.
Who said they didn't?
And who said
really.
They
could use that $5,000.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't know who the other speakers are.
You're giving it to a porn star. It's just a silly. I just don't see the value. I can't. For 70 kids to talk to a porn star, talk with a porn star for $5,000 of public money, I don't see the value.
What about a stuntman?
Wait. He keeps saying public money like it's taxpayer funds
it's student
that
funds.
Funded this. Yes, there's a portion of a lot of schools that are paid that are subsidized by taxpayer money.
Yes.
But this is tuition.
No.
Tuition.
Tuition and fees are separate. Believe me, I know that. Tuition and fees are separate.
They're not getting. The kids are not getting charged extra for this. This is already in the budget.
I know. It was just...
I'm just saying, I'll pay for it.
I agree with the reprimand. He should pay for it. I agree with the reprimand. I think it was a waste of five. I can't... I don't see that value.
Your kid is not going to get to take this course. Our kids can go. I would
beat
them.
If my kid was
18, I would have want... Like, if she's a 17-year-old freshman, I don't want her taking. Once she gets to 18, take the fucking course.
Yeah.
Does it get you 2 credits? I mean, you know what?
Well, it's like, but I think this is an opportunity for kids to have access to people in their lives and topics that they would not necessarily have otherwise.
That's what college is for.
Yeah, most kids are not going to get
a lot of that
get
stuff's based around smut. I remember I went to the porn museum in Amsterdam, and I was really disappointed because it was just smut. It was just pure smut.
But that's not what this was.
I was giving an example. A lot of it, it's just useless. It's, like I said, it's based in fiction. It's based on fantasy.
So is literature, and we talk about that.
Yeah, but that has value.
And your opinion. That has value. I'll tell you what, I never had anxiety about literature. You know, you watch enough porn, if you're not grounded, you can have a lot of anxiety about that shit. I totally get why men and women have anxiety about porn. I totally get it.
I do too.
If you watch this, like, I can never live up to that.
And I don't think that
guy's 3 inches. That's why it's fantasy. How could I ever get that big?
Hey, let me tell you something. When what's his name? Judges at the plate and sends that ball over the wall. Guess what? I can't do that either. Okay.
But you would listen to somebody talk about it.
Yeah, but that's a value. That's an athletic inspiration. This is a porn star who spoke with 70 kids and walked away with $5,000.
But it's a
great.
But pornography is a very real and pervasive thing in our society.
Pornography is much more prevalent in our society than people hitting a ball over a wall. Just the reality. It's just the reality.
It's there. Yeah, and it's a part, whether it's like a fear or
well, sure
a
think these
possibility
kids don't know
a part
that.
Of
it's not like these kids just sat through the class and went, oh my God, porn exists.
When did you talk to your kids about what they're seeing in porn? Because I certainly haven't.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well,
when were you planning on that discussion?
When are you going to have that discussion?
When they're older, I find materials or check the.
No, no. When are you going to sit down with your daughters? When are you going to sit down with your daughters?
That's mom's job.
So when is she planning?
I'll talk to the boys.
When is mom going to sit down with her daughters and go, listen, these are unrealistic expectations?
Unfortunately, my wife, unfortunately, has had to have that conversation because one of the children in our sophomore school was watching it in the hall. And yes, my 15-year-old was briefly exposed to it, had the common sense, fortunately, to walk away. So mom has had that conversation.
But if she wasn't exposed to it, and it's good that mom did, but if she wasn't exposed to it, or she didn't tell you about it, it's good that she has an open relationship.
I doubt there's anybody who graduates high school not knowing porn exists.
But knowing something exists.
And if they do, if they don't know it exists, yeah, it's probably just those 70 kids in the whole world.
No, that's not discovering porn. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. No, really. It's sort of like saying, you know what? I don't want my kids exposed to drugs, so I'm not going to talk about it with them, and I don't want
they know drugs are out there, they'll figure it out.
Well, if they had
why do you
think
they bring in former like cokeheads to talk to the kids?
So I'm a hooah.
No, that's not what it's about. Listen, no. This is the perils. This is how I felt. This is how I got hooked. This is what it does. She's doing that. That's what she's doing.
This is what I do. This is what my choice is. This is what it's like.
The trials and tribulations
of
Debbie Does Wall Street.
It made me feel good here. Made me feel bad here. These are the pros. These are the cons. This is how it makes it. This is
what a lot of people. Who cares? She made a porn.
No, she was actually a big fucking star in porn.
Oh, Debbie Does Wall Street.
Listen, you're not going to get
you're
this.
You're a Trump
has nothing to do with Trump.
It's close-mindedness to still be in that motherfucker's corner at this point. It's being close-minded. The fact you're unwilling.
Here we go.
No.
To see the value in paying a porn star $5,000
for something. No. You're unwilling to understand why they had the course. Forget about whether you want your kid. I understand you wouldn't want your kid taking it, and that's fine. And
the
I'm not
course is good in the sense that, okay, alternative lifestyles. Yes, of course.
No, it's not alternative lifestyles.
Or people who are different than me. I get it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Things that.
Which really is what college is. We were just talking about how that's so important in college.
And how it expands your horizons in all different ways. I mean,
I would rather see that those funds go to pay a homeless person or a veteran to talk about people who are different than them. And
who said that they didn't?
I see value in that. I see value
but
in
that's
that.
What you see.
As a kid who went through college, that's something of value.
To you.
No,
but you didn't have sexual hang-ups. What I'm telling you is there are boys and girls.
Anybody has sexual hang-ups at that age. What is talking to a porn star going to do?
I can't. It's like talking to a fucking wall. It really is. It's disappointing.
It kind of is.
So disappointing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No. Actually, Russ, I have to agree with them.
Again,
this
I'm right. Just for the record.
Facts!
I have to agree with them.
No, because you're unwilling. You're unyielding. You're unwilling to open your mind.
My mind's open. I don't see the value.
That's
I think the reprimand was appropriate.
Oh, okay, we accept that.
That's fine.
But there are people that do.
That's what we're saying.
Two of them are sitting at the table. I'm not saying that I'm, you know what? I'm rushing to put my kid in school so that they can learn about porn.
No.
That's not, I mean, I wouldn't even think about this, but if my kid came home from school and said, you know what, there's this really interesting class and it has all these different, and I'm going to be studying, I don't know, social worker, or I want to be a cop. I want to, whatever.
Criminal justice.
Yeah, I want criminal justice or whatever your major is that this would be pertinent to. And, you know, even if it's an elective and they're going to bring in all these different speakers from different points of views and different lifestyles.
That's what assembly day was in school, in high school. That's what assembly day was.
Yeah.
This is just more people assembling. That's what this course is about. Yeah. That's what they discuss. Yeah. You sign up for the course or you don't.
Bring your daughter to work day. There you go.
What? No.
I mean, it wouldn't work for that one, Devin. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, but
you can't be that open-minded.
I'm just saying that this is
it's not the same thing. That's different. Whoa.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
It's a legitimate profession, and porn's great. Can you?
No, that's not what we're saying.
Nobody said that.
Nobody. Look, if we bring the junkie,
if it's a profession,
shoot them all up.
It's that's a warning.
There's
a lesson there. There's a lesson there.
And she's not.
This isn't somebody who made a mint.
She's not signing.
$5,000 is not a mint.
No, in a career, some of those porn stars make some serious money, especially the famous ones.
Yeah, but they're not.
Jenna Jameson's not starving, believe me.
Nina Hartley's a famous one.
Yeah, okay. So
but she
she's
wasn't
well
walking
off
through the class and saying, you know, let me sign up some of these kids for a gangbang.
At her age.
Speech. It doesn't mean that you get absorbed into the lifestyle of the speaker. What if they had somebody who was an ex-white supremacist? They're not going to go and size them up for hoods.
I couldn't see the value in that either.
You don't see the
value
in
ex-white
supremacist.
Yeah, yes.
White supremacist.
I heard white supremacist, yeah. Oh, yeah, if you have a racist, go talk to kids. That's stupid as well. But no, ex-white supremacists, yes, there's value in that. Somebody
know,
who overcame a hurdle.
It's really thin, and you're making it just,
it's about things you find value in.
Yeah,
I
don't see the value
you.
In it.
It's not just about
the curriculum is not based on what Russ Verdeco
If my kids are in college, that means I'm paying something
for
it.
So your kids don't take the course. That's
your
fine.
Your kids don't take
that's
the course.
Fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
Makes you long for the openness of Joe.
No, he's worse than I am.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
No, I hate
we
this.
Mark down that we have to talk to Joe.
Joe, can you counsel Russell being more open and inclusive?
I am open and inclusive. I just can't see the value in that on a
I don't understand. Okay, as a feminist, I don't understand how this turned around for me to be the pro-pornography.
It's a matter of can you see what the professor was going for.
Right,
that's
and I can.
This that's
and
all
I,
this is.
I can.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
All right.
She lives differently than me. Yeah, no shit.
Trump makes a lot of sense.
We're not talking about him.
No, but there's a mindset. There's a mindset.
Porn stars are different than I am. No kidding.
You're a 43-year-old man. You're a 43.
Most women can't take five cocks for an hour.
Well, you're not with
no
the right women.
No shit, Sherlock.
You're not with the right women. I don't know what to tell you. You're a 43-year-old man. You're not an 18 or 19-year-old boy or girl. You've lived a life.
No, I'm trying to approach this, too, even in my college days. And I remember this. I told you this happened on my campus. I'm like,
yeah, but
I
the class you described
value.
Is not this.
No.
And I have a feeling you're probably not describing the class accurately. But if it is exactly what you said, that's not this.
That's not what this
and
was.
And I would tend to agree with you. All right, if we're just smacking people, I don't say, unless it's phys ed, then cool. But, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, if she's actually demonstrating S&M.
I took badminton in college. It didn't help my fucking life. It was
you
a class.
Just admitted that, by the way.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it
I could have had the hot Hungarian teacher, too.
You just admitted that.
Absolutely.
You had to take a gym credit.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Have you played Batman?
Yeah. If I'm drunk at a barbecue, the party sucks, I might. I never said, ooh, I'm signing up for it.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you got to take the easy
like
credits.
Two credits with a hot teacher. Where's the fail?
Yeah, really. That's okay.
Two credits with a hot foreign national. No problem.
If they had badminton when I had to take a gym credit, yeah.
Same school. All right. So a Scotland mom was embarrassed when she realized she had sent her 5-year-old son to a nativity with a sex doll.
Helen Cox.
Oh, God.
46.
Scotland, you said? Scotland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Says she purchased the blow-up sheep on Amazon.
No, stop.
Okay.
We went from porn to sheep fucking. That's great.
I know
Adam.
How a show flows.
This is a downward spiral I see coming
it.
On.
Back in the that realizing.
Feminism
actual...
has nothing to do with this, Pip.
No.
We're in a totally different territory
yes,
right now.
Did.
Her son, Alfie, was sent home from school.
Alfie's even got a cute. How old is the kid?
5.
Oh, wonderful.
I just can't believe it. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. How am I going to explain
this? No, you don't laugh. There's no laughing here.
Well, this is the mother talking.
But yeah, there's no laughing.
The kid doesn't
oh
know.
Oh, my God, that poor kid. Oh.
The kid doesn't know.
Thank God.
What it is.
How did she explain that one?
I'm going to explain this to his teacher. How she's going to explain it to his teacher. I have no idea if they've seen it. It was a sex toy, and that's why they sent it home. I'm mortified. She says she was confused when Alfie got in trouble for having it at school.
No.
When he got home, she realized the doll, which had been listed online as Labrie's Kids Boys Brown Shepherd Costume Inflatable Sheep Nativity Fancy Dress Outfit, had a large hole in its bottom, along with painted on eyelashes and red lips.
Whoa, come on.
But wait, it was listed on
Nativity.
The line
on
as
which,
like
what
a
site?
Shepherd costume. And
Amazon.
Then,
hey, Jeff Bezos.
And then it was the poor,
oh, that poor
sheep.
Kid.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine the Nativity song. Oh, banging sheep on Bethlehem. It's not cool on Christmas Day.
Hey, you celebrate your way.
Dude, I know, right? We'll roll around the hay.
I'll convert.
The fuck's going on in Scotland, dude?
You know what's going on in Scotland.
I told him, you can't have this sheep, Alfie. But he kept asking why. So I had to make up a
poor
reason.
Baby.
She said that he refuses to give up his new toy. I told him it didn't look like a proper sheep because it had a mustache, red lipstick, and a bow on its head.
Oh!
But he still wants to play
good
with
cover,
it.
But the fact that it was on there is bad.
She added that she plans to take the sex doll from him soon and claim it was the elf on a shelf
that took it away.
It's a Christmas thing.
Since learning of the incident, Amazon has removed it from its website, saying that the seller did not the retail seller.
Go Amazon.
Should have gotten in trouble. Listen,
no,
you just put the sheep wiggle.
Call the mother. And be like, we got a problem here.
You just go, listen, I don't know what you're doing here, but you can't bring your sex toys to work.
Yeah, 5 years old. My God, that poor baby.
No, but it sounds like they packaged it like it was a little Sharper costume with a blow-up sheep.
Something you buy for Halloween on the shower of the Nativity.
Role-play. They're role-playing. Love it. Love it.
Horror. The fact that something like that exists, and the fact that Amazon's selling it.
Well, I mean, it's probably
wow.
a joke
you can get anything
costume.
On Amazon.
You know,
there's nothing funny about
I'll tell you what, though. I would not.
Inflatable sheep.
I would not
my
take this
God.
Away from my kid.
No.
I wouldn't let him bring it to school. It could be an insulator.
I'll concede on the porn star if you let me have this one. There's nothing funny about this at all.
There's plenty funny.
Holy shit,
I'd let him play with it.
No.
I mean, he might hide his G.I. Joe's.
No, it's a sex toy.
He thinks it's a sheep.
And there's an orifice or orify.
In his rear. He's 5. He don't fucking
know. He doesn't know.
With lipstick.
He doesn't know what it is.
No, he doesn't know. He's 5. He's not understanding.
I
emotionally cannot overcome that. I would be like, no, sorry, Chippity Elf took it.
No,
I'd be like,
I let him play with
this
it.
This is an
it's
inside
like bored with it.
Get that out of there.
Yeah,
it got a hole. Chippity Elf took it back to Santa.
Here's how you explain to your kid.
Wow.
The hole. This is where the sheep poops.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that long ago we were potty training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really not that difficult.
They don't.
What if there's 2 holes back there?
There's only one.
How do you know? You bought the friggin' thing?
That's what it said.
It's behind those
it's got lipstick.
Jumpy balls.
So? It's a girl sheep.
Yeah. There's other things going on down there. A 5-year-old boy? Hello?
No, he doesn't know. It's an animal.
That's weird.
It's not like
wow.
It wasn't like a blow-up doll.
Even, wow.
With the big red mouth. Well,
I know
that looks
you
like
get
mommy.
Anything on Amazon.
Yeah, here's my problem. How much of a loser do you have to be when you can't get a real sheep and you have to settle for a fake sheep?
In Scotland. The sheep are a dime a dozen in Scotland. Why'd you need a plastic one? Really?
Wow.
Well, it is interesting that the lipstick is the key factor making a sheep desirable and not desirable.
The lipstick just makes it horrifying.
We got better guss up the sheep. He'll never fucking.
Dude, come on.
What if it wasn't red lipstick? What if it was like a shimmery pink? Would that make it more or less desirable as a blow-up doll?
Sparkles. I would say sparkle pink. Yeah,
sparkly
why not?
Pink, because, you know, that's more slutty.
Holy shit, dude. This stuff exists.
Here's the
and you want to talk about porn in college, and you got 5-year-olds coming home with this shit.
I think we also...
That's great.
No, they bought it on
online. It exists, the fact that it even exists. And a mother bought it by accident.
Have
Holy
you ever
shit.
Been to a party and saw somebody walking around in a dick costume?
Yeah, that's
Trump?
That's different than
no. This was a costume.
A costume.
That's different than that.
It was a shepherd costume with a blow.
That's fine.
That's horrifying. Somebody put that on paper first of all. So, sold it to Amazon. Secondly.
Somebody thought
about this. He's a 5-year-old kid.
No, we're not saying you should bring it to school.
But if I was an adult, somebody showed up with that as a costume, hilarious.
Hilarious.
Oh. If it was an adult, absolutely.
Yeah, but
he's a 5-year-old baby going to school for a fucking nativity play. Not good.
No, you're the teacher.
Now, what is weird?
How do you handle that motto? I would have.
What is weird is that they have like a picture of the boy.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that.
Wait, go back.
Like, they have a picture of the little boy in the article, which I didn't like.
The article?
Yeah. No, with the little boy in the article. I don't think they should do that. I don't think we need to know what Alfie looks like.
That's unfortunate.
That was
But do we underestimate the standards that sheep have and just assume that all sheep want to sleep with us? I think we just assume that they're standing there and they want us pounding their little wolf.
Not even funny at all.
Oh, it's hilarious.
No. Only plastic sheep are that slutty. The real ones don't want anything to do with us. Thank you very much.
I don't know if you could. How can you speak with that on such authority?
I am partly Scottish.
I'll
leave that alone.
I'm sure you've seen a dandy.
Oh, no. That's funny.
All right.
But I am
fuck
allergic.
You.
But you thought you had trouble with your camel coat. I'm allergic to wool.
Are you? And you're Scottish?
Partially.
Wow. Those can't be the Scottish genes. That's funny stuff. Poor kid.
That's fucking hilarious. Here we go. God. Candy canes are for...
Now at 5, in an effort to be more inclusive, most school districts have come up with a holiday policy, but some say a memo sent by an Elkhorn Elementary principal went too far. Good evening, I'm Jennifer Griswold. The memo, which was sent to faculty and staff, lists specific things that are acceptable and not acceptable in class. Things like red and green items, candy canes, and reindeer were deemed not acceptable. The list led to backlash from parents, and the district sent out a statement saying the memo did not reflect district policy. The principal has since been put on leave. Reporter Alexa Ray joins us live with all the details. Alexa? Jen, parents we spoke to today are divided on the issue of the principal being put on administrative leave. Some say what she sent was wrong, and others say she was just protecting everyone's feelings this holiday season.
You know, it's a great school, and I hate to see something like this get in the way.
It's almost taking fun out of Christmas, pretty much.
A school divided. Manchester Elementary parents are on both sides after a memo was sent to faculty and staff about do's and don'ts in the classroom this holiday season. The memo stated things like Christmas trees, Santas, and candy canes were not to be displayed in the classroom, leaving some parents upset.
I would feel that something was wrong with what she was doing. It was kind of enforcing or making the rest of her school think the way she did.
I don't know, kids get enough Christmas, and, you know, I have no problem with it.
But others argue the principal was just protecting students who may observe different holidays, like this mom of two students who didn't want to be identified.
I was gutted that she was put on administrative leave. My stomach kind of sank for her when I got that email.
Parents were notified by the district this morning about the decision to put the principal on administrative leave.
I think that was fine. I think they needed time to think about it. There's a lot of parents that were upset, I guess.
Parents we spoke to say the principal sent out an apology letter stating she was wrong to set those rules. Some feel that apology wasn't enough. Others think this one mistake shouldn't define how great she has been for the school.
I mean, I don't think we could ask for a better principal.
Now, nothing has been said about if and when the principal will come back to work or how the school will handle Christmas items in the classroom this season. Alexa Ray.
All right, a little bit more information. The principal's ban also gave candy canes the axe. Historically, the shape is J for Jesus, she wrote in her memo.
Oh, no!
The red is for the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of his resurrection.
So she's stupid and intolerant.
This would also include different colored candy canes.
Oh, my God.
I will say this. She's, you know what?
The principal's dumbass.
Like we've had this conversation before. I'm fine with getting all the religious holidays out of the school.
Me too.
In a public school.
But nothing that's religious.
Well, no, but, well, the candy cane I don't think is religious. I think that's a little much.
Nope.
I think the J for Jesus, the candy cane. But if you want to...
The tree is Nordic.
Get rid of the nativity scene.
The red and green is Nordic. Most of our secular Christmas images are actually filtered down from the Nordic people.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the nativity scene. Get rid of that.
I didn't hear that reference.
No, I don't know if it was.
No, yeah, they said Christmas tree. That's what bothered me the most about the story.
But on,
everything,
but on the top of the Christmas tree is a star, which symbolizes Jesus Christ.
Or it could just be a star on a tree.
It's not, though.
But you got to remember, though, the tree itself is of pagan background.
I mean, the other way...
But it's been adopted by Christians.
But still, it's a pagan symbol.
Yeah, it is.
That's been adopted
with
the
secular... You could just throw every religion up there.
The secular element of Christmas. Or, you know what? If there are, let's say, for example, atheists in the school, they don't have to even acknowledge anything. If there are Jewish kids in the school, they could have a dreidel. Okay?
Yeah, but here's the thing. As the parent of Jewish spawn.
Yeah.
You know, because she was inundated with all this Christian stuff.
That's not nothing we listed was Christian.
Listen to me.
All right.
Jesus Christ, he's one for you.
Jesus Christ, wow.
Because of all the Christmas stuff, all the Christmassy stuff, it's even in the name, Christmas Christ. It's right in the
I get it.
Because of that.
But there's a secular and religious
Because
Christmas.
Of that, now I'm fucking dealing with racist rabbis in Hebrew school and shit.
not the racist rabbi. He's
no, I got
around.
A story about him next week.
Nice. Yeah. I'll listen. That's funny.
I was saving it for Joe.
That douchebag
his
is
worst
around.
Fucking thing yet. Next week.
Oh, you're killing me.
Worst thing yet. But yeah, so I get it. It can be much. And even if you do have, include Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah, they always do get overwhelmed.
Yeah, they do.
Like, even, like, I remember seeing my daughter's, like, performance last year, the holiday performance. I don't think there was any, like, Hanukkah songs. I think it was all, like, Christmas-type songs and everything. So I get it. I'm actually, I don't mind getting that stuff
out
of the school.
Jingle Bells isn't it's a holiday song. It's not Christmas. It's not the religious Christmas.
But there were Christmas songs.
There's a religious, you gotta remember, there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is not part of the nativity.
There was Hallelujah. There was a Hallelujah song in there, which is a Christian song.
Okay, that's religious based. Got it. But no, I'm talking about image. There is a, this is what a lot of people don't understand. There's a religious and there is a secular Christmas. Santa Claus is actually
secular Xmas. Depiction. Once you call it Christmas, it's Christy.
Okay. It's just
true.
Called Christmas.
Once you make it Xmas, it's like bad.
There are two parts of Christmas. There's a secular, which all those images I heard that were banned.
That's a little much.
Red and green, Davin. Red and green, anything red and
that's
green.
A little much.
That's too much.
It's a little much.
That's too. That's too.
No
friggin'
candy
much.
Canes.
That's a little much.
That's
candy.
No, that's,
she overthought the candy cane.
She honestly. She overthought.
Actually, candy canes got popular. Actually, it was made popular again. A lot of Christmas traditions are actually from Northern Europe. A monk in Germany, a priest rather, gave minted candy to children during Mass to keep them quiet. Mm. And that's how and the cane was just for them to hold.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with, if you believe or not, a Messiah being born.
A lot of Christmas tree,
like I said, that's Viking. That's pagan.
Pagan.
The colors then, well.
The winter solstice.
Exactly. Exactly. So Yule, if you celebrate Yule, Odin rides a giant reindeer. Ho, ho, ho. There's Santa. So even Santa Claus is a Saint Nick in the Catholic religion, but the depictions that we know in this country as Santa Claus or Odin on his reindeer.
Well, Christmas was actually not supposed to have happened in wintertime or in December at all, but
it was the winter solstice.
It was pushed to correspond with the winter solstice,
that is
and
correct.
They used all the pagan imagery to bring the pagans on board with Christianity and make them feel more comfortable.
I think her heart was in the right place.
Yeah,
she overreached.
State.
Went a little much. She said, "Listen, we're not going to do anything with the cross and Jesus. But
okay,
we'll have some. We'll have
red and green and candy canes.
We'll have some Santa Clauses, some dreidels for Kwanzaa. I guess African stuff. I guess we'll have that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Kente cloth and their
that's
own
fine.
Little version
she
of menorah.
She shouldn't be put on leave.
No,
they're overreacting too.
She overreached a little. Have a chat with her. Just
listen,
say, look, you got to follow the board guidelines. They're little kids.
They're little kids.
Let them have. You know what? Cover them all. Everybody's good. Look,
exactly.
You know what? I'm an atheist. My office is decorated for Christmas. I'm not having a shit fit about it. I'm like, look,
it's cultural.
It's cultural.
It
it's
really
like,
is.
I'm a.
But I do
Christmas
get. But
time,
I do
I'm
get
a cultural
point.
Christian.
I do get her point that kids get felt left out. I
oh,
get that
totally
because there's just so much. Even if you don't do any of the religious
stuff,
it's just so much. It's all Christmas stuff.
So
and
much.
if you're not celebrating, you but do feel like shit.
Got,
I get
sure.
that.
You got to remember if. You're curious. There is a secular Christmas. I know Christ isn't Christmas. I get it.
So I
but
have
there
Xmas.
Is an American version
Bob's
yeah.
There is an American version of Christmas.
Yeah, I celebrate the secular
that is
version.
Embedded in our culture.
Yep.
But again, there's people. What she's saying is there
is really about fun and a state of mind.
You're calling it secular, but everybody else, everybody who's not Christian, doesn't celebrate secular Christmas.
Either.
That's what
I get
right.
it. I get it, and I understand
that's
that. But to go that
is.
Far and tell the people who do want to, they can't.
Well, she's saying don't do it in school.
Don't do it,
which
in
is
school.
Fine. It's a public
what,
school.
To what?
It's a public
to what level? Like I said, red and green things.
That was too
cans.
Much.
That's
too
more.
Much.
That's that. Those are colors and symbols.
To prevent the kids from bringing it into school is too much.
Yeah.
No, listen, we're not going to decorate the school like that. We're not going to do art projects like that.
Yeah.
But you can still do snowmen.
Yes.
You can still do snow and frost.
Those have become cultural symbols of the time.
Just say, listen. We're not going to do an exchange of gifts in school. You can't. She overshot with the red and green and the candy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what J is for Jesus.
That's just stupid. The fact that a principal said that scares the shit out of me. Because now.
No, I knew what it was.
I like. Okay, I like.
I read.
All right. All right, so we all agree on that.
Yeah, all agree. That's a nice way to end that segment. We'll come back for when we argue about comics.
All right.
Was it five grand for who?
On to the break. New music from Carlo with Keep Saying I'm Crazy and Donna DeFazio with Your Love Is All I Know. You can learn more about them both at deucemusic.com. We'll be back with comics in the news.